Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 3. They say a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world: someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. Tom Baudet, author and radio host. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to have the marriage you always dreamed of? At the very beginning of our marriage, we would have answered that question with a resounding yes. And if someone had challenged us with that question during the early years of our marriage, it could have changed the trajectory of our marriage. On June 15, 1996, our wedding day, we began what we thought would be our uninterrupted lifelong love affair. We were in love and all our energy had been spent planning and preparing for our big day. We picked out color schemes, decided whether to use real or fake flowers, and talked about whether 8 attendants each were too many. The small details were important to us. We were both very proud of our Christian heritage and wanted everyone to know that our wedding day was dedicated to God and to the beginning of our commitment to each other. We had been engaged for about 8 months, and the time had flown by quickly. Before we knew it, the pictures had been taken, the reception was over, and we were off on a romantic honeymoon. We were finally married, on top of the world, and nothing would ever change that, right? In retrospect, we spent so much time preparing for our wedding day that we didn't prepare much for the days that would follow. In our premarital counseling sessions, we were assured that since our parents had great marriages, we should be fine and there was no need to discuss anything deep concerning our relationship. And we believed it. We had a false sense of security. We thought there was no need to continue premarital counseling. During that first year, we were redefining what normal looked like. We were learning how to be married, how to be a husband and a wife, and how to love each other on a new level. Honestly, we began that year on a mountaintop and then began our slow descent. We had no idea we were heading directly into a valley, a deep and painful valley. Almost 5 years later, we found ourselves stuck in that valley. We had done so many hurtful things to each other, we didn't know if there was any way out. There is a story in the Bible that describes a similar desolate valley. The prophet Ezekiel was swept away into a panoramic vision by God. The Lord placed him in the middle of a valley full of dry bones. Suddenly, God took him up in the air to survey the scene of destruction. As far as Ezekiel could see in any direction was nothing but death and despair, a broad valley filled with dried bones scattered from east to west. It was the valley of death, and all hope was gone. Or was it? Our valley moment. Our valley moment came early on in our marriage when we realized we did not know how to effectively communicate with each other. Often we found ourselves yelling back and forth, trying to get our points across. We were miserable. We thought we had tried everything, but nothing seemed to work. At that moment, we were desperate for hope. We were faced with the same questions we now ask other couples. Were we willing to do whatever it took to have the marriage we had always hoped and dreamed of? Were we willing to take small steps every day to get out of this hopeless valley we found ourselves in? Were we willing to...